Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
To the Think Loud Crew podcast, three moms getting real with parenthood, relationships, and the WTF moments of our daily lives.
Woo!
Hello, you guys. I am Shannon.
I'm Cheyenne.
And my name is R. I feel like I haven't seen y'all in so long.
Didn't we just see each other?
Yeah, we did.
Like a week ago.
That was good for me.
She's had a week from y'all.
Right. I'm like,
well, like I guess I haven't even talked to you. Like, I've talked to you. We've exchanged messages, but it's like.
I think we've all talked to each other within this week.
We did. We did talk to each other, but still, I still miss y'all. Whatever. F you.
And I missed you too.
Rude.
One question for you guys, because last week I gave y'all homework and I want to know if you did it. Did you watch P-Valley?
Yes. So I watched the whole first season and I got really addicted. And then I was like, okay, I feel like I finished it like in 2 days.
Yeah, it goes by
quick. It went real fast. I was like, oh, this is good. Mm-hmm. And then so the next day I started the second season and I was sad because I didn't realize it's like a real show. So it comes on.
Yeah, you can't binge.
Oh, yes.
I was trying to binge watch it.
No, it comes on Sundays. Last night I landed after our girls' trip. I was telling Zach, I'm like, dang, I want to watch P-Valley. But you know, sometimes when you come home from vacation, you just need to like sit and like decompress everything that like what the
this
fuck
happened.
Yeah, like what the fuck just happened? I was having one of those moments and I literally just went to sleep. Like,
oh, you were happy to be home.
I was happy to be home. We had a really good trip. I can't really talk about it because, of course, we filmed. So I have to leave it for the show. The one thing I will say is never in my life will you find me at those facilities again. Never.
Never.
Yeah. I can't wait till the episode comes out so we can actually talk about it.
Yep. I really love the fact that I live in California. I love the fact that I'm surrounded by diversity and all type of people from everywhere and any shape, color, size, gender, non, whatever the hell you want to be. Like, I'm really, I think when I go to places like that, it really makes me even more grateful of where I was raised.
Yeah.
Can you elaborate on what that is right now, or are we have to wait?
That is the middle of freaking nowhere. That's where that was, in middle of nowhere, Florida. I mean, it's out where we went because people posted pictures where we went, and people know where we were at. And we went to Westgate River Ranch Rodeo.
The way you just said
it. Florida. Red Rams and Rowdy Owl. Yeah.
You seen any gators?
I had some gator bites.
I had some gator bites. Were they good?
They were good.
Did it make you feel like you were like time traveled?
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember the first time I went to the South and in Alabama, and it literally felt like a time warp. And that we were in were very, there was no diversity, or it was minimal diversity.
I felt like I stepped back into time.
It sounds like the setup really just put you into a whole different time warp.
Yeah.
And you saying that, like, the vibes just right away.
It was like culture shock.
Yeah.
I felt like I was
sounds like it.
Yeah, but I feel like the last time I experienced culture shock was when I lived in Virginia. I was so happy to move from there. So I think going back to where we were, it was literally like culture shock. So I say all that to say, like, it was an experience. It was definitely a lesson learned. And it was definitely something that I would never go back to again. And I would never suggest anybody to go to. And that's just my opinion.
Yeah, that's just from, like, that was from the conversation that I feel like Cheyenne shared with us. That was like from a safety standpoint.
If you look like me, you're not welcome there.
And it's yeah.
So last night when I got home, I was just so happy to be home. And I was also just exhausted because I feel like I was like mentally drained. And I couldn't even watch P-Valley. That was so sad. I was telling you.
I'm excited.
I want to watch.
I wanted to talk about it today.
Okay, well, now I don't feel as bad.
Last night's episode. I'll just say, like, some of the, like, episodes, I feel really uncomfortable watching it.
Yes.
Like, when the guy is having sex, I'm like, oh.
How about when the girl was giving the guy head and he just popped that big old dick out? And I was like, they can show this on TV.
Oh, are you talking about is the first or the second season? Because I haven't seen the second season yet.
Oh, the second season is Ron.
It's a lot.
He was like, really? With them dick sucking lips. I was like,
see, okay, so right now I'm at Messier's house. Messier won't watch that. So I have to watch it when he's not here. And I've been working when he hasn't here.
Is there a reason why he won't watch it?
It's it's too much for him.
Is it too much? 90% of the show is strippers.
I know, but the other
percentage where there is.
He can just close his eyes if he don't want to see the guys kissing, but he's like, grow up.
He said the man on man made him a little uncomfortable.
I feel like if you're good with your own sexuality, like, to me,
it was too much for me.
I'm like, go ahead, get it. All right, Uncle Clifford.
Okay, yeah, you definitely
Uncle Clifford. Need to watch
the next episode because, yes.
Is the young guy still there around?
Which one?
The guy who was making music in the club.
DJ or Murder?
Murder.
Okay, you need to watch it because you're not watching it. If you're asking questions like that, you haven't watched.
I think my favorite is Of course, he would be my favorite. By the diamond. That's his name, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's interesting. Security guard. Yeah. But this season is really interesting with whatever this dark shadow of them killing her.
I don't think she's watched.
Never mind. Yeah. It's okay.
I'm going to watch it anyways.
Go watch
it. You had homework, right? Go in the corner and watch it.
Go put your headphones on your computer.
Right, you can totally watch it on your computer.
I need you to talk with us about it. Now I'm excited.
Okay. Well, let's talk about some other real world issues.
Wait, before we talk about real world issues, I have a question. Has TikTok ever made you buy anything?
What?
Like, have you ever watched a TikTok and bought something from it?
Oh.
Because Zach and I have officially done that.
What have you guys bought from TikTok?
It's like you see big people and then there's a doctor who puts himself in. It's like a green, you know how you can green screen yourself in on another video?
Yeah.
So I have like the big girl like this. And then it goes and pans to like this thing where he's making his tea.
Can you record that?
Women, and then it just shows their belly go.
Babe, can you come do that on this side?
No. I guess. I
that was exactly such a good. What you were doing. That was so good, your stomach even went in. Babe, just come do it behind us.
No. See, Zachary.
Literally, it's like you see them and the girls are like super huge, and then all of a sudden it's like they're shrinking.
Yeah.
And then it's like it shows him with this coffee and tea he makes, and he like squeezes lemon in it, and I was like,
Wait, you guys bought a coffee tea thing from TikTok?
Bro, this is what it is. He just gave it to me. This is what it is. I swear to God.
I just saw you take a sip though, Zach.
We watched a TikTok on how to get skinny and we bought it.
There's like coffee and lemon.
I hate y'all.
Coffee and lemon?
It's supposed to make you shit.
Coffee and lemon mix? I'm not sure how that would taste.
Exactly. I'm really confused.
What is it called, Shy?
I'll show you guys.
Interesting. It's like a...
This is what it is.
Yeah, I'm about to...
You're about to down that?
Yeah. It cools up a little bit.
It's called Just Fit. It's enzyme coffee.
Interesting. I'm going to look it up.
It says 1 to 2 times per day, each packet of coffee. Store well. Yeah, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, the girls on the video would be hella big, and then they would be like shrinking. And then the doctor's face pops up, and he's like making the coffee. He's doing this, and me and Zach's fat asses were sitting on the bed like, we about to get
this. Y'all just might have got.
We probably did, but I mean, like, if it makes you shit, it makes you shit. Okay, so you guys TikTok never inspired you to buy anything?
I'm not on TikTok. I need to get with the program.
Oh, no. Has Instagram inspired you to buy anything?
I've never necessarily like
bought it.
Know what it is? There's certain things that you've tried that I've been curious about.
Dang, I feel dumb now. I thought you guys would be like, I bought a pot off of this because I saw this or something.
No, I've bought something. I just can't name anything off the top of my head. Hi, boss. Hi. I think Messier's bought stuff off of like Instagram.
I've always seen stuff that I want, but I've never had the impulse to actually buy it.
Buy it. I don't know. I recently...
And then things keep popping up on my Instagram. Like, buy it. But I never...
Buy it. I recently updated my phone. So, like, my Apple Pay works now. So, there's been, like, a more of, like, a temptation to, like, I might make a cart.
I make carts all the time.
I haven't, like, proceeded with it yet. But I've been really close to buying something off of TikTok. But, yeah, Shy, that's... I would like to know how this tea goes for y'all.
I'll keep you guys posted.
Are you going to drink it again?
I'm just drinking
twice a day.
Lemon water right now. I may or may not try. That literally,
you guys going to work out?
Lemon water and coffee mixed together.
I know it does. Are we going to what?
Work out?
Yeah, we do. But we like to shit and work out.
You're like, we need some extra additives.
Right. We're trying to just...
We need all the tools.
Get it all out at one time if it's possible.
I feel you.
All right, that was my TikTok talk, but all right, let's talk about real world problems.
Sheesh, when you say it like that.
Right.
I just feel like once we go there, like it's such a heavy topic. Yeah.
It's a lot. It was a lot to take in on Friday when you just saw it everywhere. I feel like they just put a big, huge damper on to people's,
So for those who don't know, and I honestly don't know how you would not know, the Supreme Court overturned the Roe versus Wade and abortion is now banned in a whole bunch of states. And there's other states that are set to follow. So I've been reading about like the different types of laws, the trigger laws, I don't know, there's just so much that has been set in place previous to this to like where if this did overturn,
yes,
some states would just automatically go back to abortions being illegal, like instantly. And you've been seeing articles of people getting kicked out of like facilities because they've like just had to shut down instantly. Like
a lot of Planned Parenthoods have like canceled
a lot of people's appointments
and stuff.
So it's people are still going to get them. My concern is just how are they going to afford to be able to get safe abortions, or you know, are people going to be going to other states? What about places where there are no neighboring states that have facilities? So
I saw somewhere that there's some companies that are willing to fly you out.
Yeah, I think
I think it's like Netflix and some other places like that, that they're already in their contract that they support abortions. Mm-hmm. And now that this has happened, that they will fly you out to a safe haven place to.
I think Dick's Sporting Goods too.
Yeah.
They said provide travel expense reimbursement. So yeah. I think that
this like is work for them or just in general.
If you work for
them, sure, but I'm assuming, if you work for them, it's for their employees.
For the employees,
abortion access.
That's interesting.
Right? I thought that was real. I didn't realize that there was companies that were like, in print that I support abortions, and if you need help with that situation, we will, you know, fully.
This was an interesting thing that I learned from working and learning from Valerie, just the cost that like companies, businesses lose money when women go out of work, whether it be for health issues like pregnancy and abortion. Like that, say if someone has to quit or like they can't work or they're not able to come into work, like it costs the company more money than sometimes just helping the person out or giving them the time that is needed. So I think it's cool that companies are stepping up and helping fill in that gap because one, they have the money.
Right.
Might as well. Two, you know, employees give so much to the companies that they work for. Like, for me personally, I would hope that more companies follow suit. That way, like you still want to come to work. Like, you guys care about me. I'll do my job. Like, that's, I don't know. But it's really crazy. It's a really scary, scary thing to know that something that you think is safe can just be turned over by the decision of people who have.
By a bunch of old white men.
I have no idea.
Now, I'm definitely pro-choice. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily believe in abortions for myself. Mm-hmm. I would not get one for myself. I don't think it should be used as a form of birth control, but I understand there are situations and exceptions to it. And it's not my body, so I'm not that I don't care what you do with yours, but it's almost like it's not my choice. Not so choice. Why it should be anybody's choice but that person's? Yep. And even as for me, for someone who would not get one for myself, it's still like, even though I wouldn't do it, at least I have that option.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And now to not even have that option because of them, it's like,
sorry, Kyle.
It's still not okay.
It isn't.
It isn't okay.
It isn't. And there's so many situations where it may be needed and you don't even think about it, you know, where, and I hate to go here, but like incest, sexual assault, health complications. So it's, I know I was articles now, I'm not sure what the laws are now on like ectopic pregnancies, but I was reading articles where they were talking about re-implanted. And I'm like, they don't even understand how pregnancy works or like how these things.
I saw something and I don't know if it's true, but they said that if you have a miscarriage in some places, you have to go to court, prove that it was a miscarriage before you can get a D&D done.
Yeesh.
And I'm like,
I think that is just so extra.
What? It's, I feel like we're going to Handmaid's Tale time.
No, we're in Handmaid's. Some of these places, it is Handmaid's.
Did you see the Trump rally?
What I feel like
the girl was talking about, let's save all the white lives. I was like,
she said, I think she said, thank you for saving white lives. It was something along that line. But yes, I definitely feel like all Friday, I'm like, is this what we're going to have to deal with? Are we in Handmaid's still? Like,
I just feel like what's next? Because if they can do this, they're not going to stop. So no, like,
I think you posted it, Cheyenne. You reposted it. Looking at like the, what is it?
Segregation.
Segregation. Interracial marriage. Yes.
I'm like, all let's get out of here. So where's that?
And just feeling so bold and like embracing, like to even post it and directly
back, put that out there
back to Barack Obama.
Congresswoman Mary Miller thanks Donald Trump for the horrific victory for white life.
Life in the Supreme Court yesterday.
Hold on, I gotta start it over.
Trump, on behalf of all the MAGA patriots in America, I want to thank you for the historic victory for white life in the Supreme Court yesterday.
Just that right there, man. Like, Trump, it speaks volume. Like, no.
For white, it's like, damn, no, you shame. Can really just say that? Like,
the victory for white life. And that goes to show you, because the minority is the one who, I don't know, it's just...
Oh, no, there's been too many interracial marriages and babies and mixing and...
There's so much mixing.
It's
they
so
don't like that. They don't like that.
Like that. They're like, hold up.
Like, but then she posted a picture of her
with her interracial
kids that are all interracial. So I'm like,
that's why she's pissed. She's pissed because this is her legacy is going to like her own legacy.
Like, I'm so confused.
She had a good amount of interracial grandchildren.
So I'm like, their mom and dads don't care what the hell you just said. Like, shit. She's
can't really
posing with all the interracial grandkids now.
Wait, please send this to me.
Thank everybody for the white lives. Like, I'm so, I
what
literally.
What do your grandkids feel?
And then, and that's part of the issue, because there are racist people who are still around their family members who are of color and they speak freely like this. And it's like she is killing the self-esteem of those other children in the photos.
Yeah.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's crazy. I was just thinking about Cheyenne's post yesterday and like the segregation of like schools and stuff like that. And I was just thinking about my uncle, and I'm like, so my uncle basically went through hell and back in, I think it was maybe, was it middle school or was it high school?
I think he was one of the youngest. So who was your uncle, Shannon?
My uncle is Terrence Roberts, and he is part of the Little Rock Nine. Mm-hmm. And what the Little Rock Nine is nine students that, the first nine Black students that went to all white school. And during this time, it was segregation, and he went through hell.
How old is he now?
He is 80. I think he's in his 80s.
Why don't we have him on the podcast?
I'll see if he would be down to talk. So like he went through so much. He went through kids spitting at him. He had to go into the schools with the National Guards. He's been through and seen so much. And just to see the post Shy posted yesterday just took me back to just think, so we're just gonna erase that. So we're not gonna. Like, it just blows my mind.
Yeah, it's a real insult, I feel, to the people who help desegregate schools. Yes. But it's sickening because this is a person, these people who are speaking up are people who were alive when these laws were put into place. So it's like they were...
You've seen it.
They've lived it. They're really fuming inside. And it's scary because... I feel like, yes, this may be their opinions, but I feel like Trump gave a lot of people the platforms and he brought these audiences together and he helped build the numbers in a different a different way to where they feel so good.
Yes. And I was in the airport yesterday in Atlanta. You know how you go through TSA, you go through security, whatever. And then there's always those like seats right there. You stop and put your shoes on.
Yes.
So I stopped there. I put my big ass tote down and I'm about to sit and put my shoes down. This family comes. They take up the whole bench and the daughter just sits on my purse.
Stop it.
And I'm looking at the parents like,
hello. How old is your daughter?
Something. She was little. She looked like she was probably like 10. But
she was little.
You see what you're doing. And I'm literally standing there like,
excuse me.
Am I in a different world? Like, where the fuck am I again? Because what is going on?
Yo.
Who am I about to talk to first? The little girl on my purse, the mama, the daddy, or the grandma?
We understand how crazy some things are in some places.
I looked at the mom and I said, hello. And the mom was like, looked like, oh my God, like it fucking
sorry.
Like you didn't see me standing here. You didn't see me with my shoes off, your big ass daughter sitting on it. Like it's like we're just invisible.
Invisible.
So one of dad's friends who I talked to lives in like South or North Carolina, I believe it's South Carolina. And they were going through a situation out there a couple years ago. And just when she was talking to me about it, she was talking about how the white people they treat us like we're still enslaved and the Black people don't know that they're free. And like she said, just that whole dynamic is really, really crazy. And I never really, for a long time, I couldn't really understand or process that just from what I had seen growing up or like the way that we to what our exposure is. Mm-hmm. But when I was in high school, I went on a field trip to the South. Like it was like a civil rights tour and we were all through Alabama and it was very like backwards. And it, I felt like I was sent back in time. I felt like there were people here who literally in my mind, like mentally were like still very much enslaved or still lived in that impoverished boundary or just like, you know, it was really a heavy feeling. And I remember we went to like a plantation where it was like, there were families that lived in there up until like the 30s and the 40s. And I'm like, it was just a real crazy, it's just, you know.
But I think that's why I say like,
you can see why things are still the way that they are.
Where we are and where we live in the diversity. Yeah. And that's not just diversity in the color of our skin. That's diversity in everything about everything. Where we live. Like
from socioeconomics to religion, to creed, to just your upbringing.
And I know LA and California is not the only place like that. But I'm just saying, when you go to some of these other places
and you feel that heaviness,
right? It's like, I was so ready to come home because I'm like, I don't feel safe
or comfortable. Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. I'm so sad. The whole time I was texting, one of my responses was like, are there any other Black people? I was like, is there any Black crew? Like, because it's, you know, you're in. Employers have to be mindful of situations that they put people in as well. And yeah. I think on Viacom is doing their best to be mindful and to learn. Like they, you know, when situations have come up, they've done their best to say, okay, let's all get together, sit, talk. They bring different people in from what I've seen.
Yeah. But
just overall in general, like employers also have
that to. That goes for anything that. Any job in any
a job, a group of like, friends,
right? Anything. I just feel like right now we're in such a weird time that you can't be overly cautious. Like times are very, very weird right now.
Yes, and it has been for a little, for a while.
And that's for anything. Like Zach and I went to go see Jurassic Park the other day, Jurassic World, whatever the movie was called. The one with the dinosaurs. And we bought the tickets kind of late and the seats were kind of towards the front, but it was a dining theater. So it kind of doesn't make a difference because you lay back anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I swear, as soon as we got in the movie theater, I literally was like, all right, exit, exit.
Mm-hmm. See, that's
which way am I going to go if some shit pops off? And like, why do you have to think about that? Just going to the movies, but that's the world we live in now. Literally. I don't go to the grocery store. I can't tell you the last time I've stepped foot in a grocery store. When we go like to malls, it's pretty much like outdoor malls. Like I'm just, I don't know if I'm paranoid.
You've gotten anxious.
Or anxious.
I have a lot of anxiety about it. We went to the Children's Museum yesterday and we were going downstairs and I kept thinking, where are the doors? Like I know there's like an area where we go around. I'm like, but where are the other doors? So it's like I definitely that feeling is resonating with me right now, just in terms of like peeping all your exits. And then I'm watching for the people who I'm like, where's your kid? You have a kid?
Yeah.
Like, who are you with? And it's like I'm Mama Hawk. I made a comment yesterday to one of our friends. I was like, I'm surprised that I'm not cockeyed from like, you know,
I'm one eye having
to be this way and one eye having to be that way. Like, you know, and then she was like, where's Boz? So I was like, he's right there. Like, I am watching because I'm just like, you got to watch the exits. People who are looking at the kids, even when people are taking
COVID gave a lot of time for people to sit in their basements and in their bedrooms with the lights dim in their pad. And I think they were just writing away their plans.
Yes.
And now that things are back open, it's like
everything is game.
Everything is game. And I'm like, game.
And people were able to collect unemployment checks. And like people have been taking whatever they can get. Like,
yeah, I feel like I've been out a lot, but I feel like
when I go out with Parker and it's just us two and it's a lot of just me and him. So I'm always, I feel like I do get him a little bit paranoid sometimes because I'm always telling him to make sure that he knows his surroundings. I'm always telling him, I said, Papa, you need, do you know where you are right now? Do you see the people around you? Do you see, and that's my thing with him. So I don't know. I'm just, I feel like I always am prepping him for like life in a different way of from what other people prep their kids. Cause nobody else is telling their kids, hey, look at your surroundings. Look at the people who are in your surroundings. Like, I don't know if that's crazy or just in my mindset, like that's something we have to do.
I think that that is a part of what is raising a little Black boy. We have to make him aware.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, I pray for the people.
The states that can't get abortions or
talk
to do it illegally and just their health and everything. Because I know I've been open about it on the podcast before, but the situation when I had to get an abortion is because I was in a really abusive relationship. And to just think of somebody going through something that I went through and having to keep the child of your abuser is just, it blows my mind. And it's just, it wouldn't be healthy. It wouldn't be, you still don't know how you would raise your child in that type of situation or an environment, you know? And I just feel really bad for women that have to, I don't know,
go through that
and feel that pain, you know?
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's cool. It is so cool. I don't know if you guys saw, but what was this woman's name? Ivanka, she posted a tweet saying like, at Ivanka Trump, talking about you've been real quiet today. Hold on, let me just find it. I was like, oh, people are making this like personal now.
And I also hope people keep fighting for this, like fighting for people's safety and stuff, because I feel like, you know, we'll hear something of the sort and we'll all get, you know, uproar and then it will start dying down and then people forget to like fight for the rights and all that kind of stuff. So I just hope it people and us as women keep.
Yeah. Would you guys ever go, would you be down to go to like one of the protests?
It's hard to say nowadays. Like before, I really, you know, we've gone to some protests, but just as a safety concern where you just have no idea who, what, when, where, what could happen at any time. That is like a concern of mine.
I feel like
I do want to go to protest at the same time.
Mom.
I want to go to my kids too. So I never want to, at this point, put myself in a position where I just don't know.
Yeah, I for sure put myself at risk. I feel like I went to a really big protest during Black Lives Matter. And that was for sure right up in officers' faces with, I went with Martin at the time. But I think I felt we had a plan. We had an escape route. We were like,
we're going to go to this, but we're going to know how to get out of this.
He was for sure like, this and this, Shannon. I said, okay. He's like, don't play with me today.
Oh my God.
That's scary. Cause like, even like getting ready for that. Like I remember when everything was going on with George Floyd and, you know, in areas with protesting, and I was connecting with people in like different states to help send supplies. And it'd be like, well, these are the things that we need to get ready to even go protest. And they're asking for milk and like, you know, just the types of the products that they were specifically asking for. I was like, wait, people really put their lives at risk every time they do this, even if it's a small gathering, because now you just don't know like what it'll turn to, how it'll be received, what will happen, what'll pop off. But it's, I would love to protest. I would love to march, but it's they've changed. I feel like they've changed, and it's the risk. They've always been risk, but it's I don't know. It's a hard, that's a hard question for me.
When there's just so much hate in the world right now, and just so
there is
so much unknowing, everything is coming to surface. So I think more and more things that come to surface, the more and more we're like, let me sit right here.
I'm like, let me just sit in my cave. I remember
even when we us three prepared for staying at home during the election.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember us literally buying so many groceries so we didn't have to go back outside.
Yep.
And that was a very scary moment. Yeah. Just us like, okay.
Knowing the reality of that.
Yeah.
Like, we're doing this to prepare for something that could happen.
Exactly.
Not out of like pure fear or like being extra, but because things are actually happening, things, you know, yes.
Things can pop off at any moment.
Things are actually happening. And it's, it's real interesting. Even with like the January 6th, the Capitol, when they rushed the building, how, you know, there's the court case is going on right now. And it's just seeing how they talk about that and hearing the things that were going on that weren't necessarily shown on the news from that day. It's been really interesting because at the house, you know, we're watching CNN all day, is playing. I've been able to disconnect from it since being in DC, which has been nice because sometimes you don't want to hear about it all day. I still like to be mindful of like what the kids hear and like what they're ingesting. And because there's still so much beauty and happiness and love and like there's good people in the world. So it's like sometimes I don't like to watch it or get totally ingrained in it because then it like makes me be like, ew, people, like I'm going to stay in the house. Like I'm not going to do anything. In the last few days, I've been getting out the house. I've been like, you know, we went to the museum and it's been nice just to just be around, I think, just other people and feel some kind of normalcy. Yes, there is the anxiety of actually going out and like checking the exits and watching your kid like a hawk, but there is still like a nice side of like getting out the house.
Yeah.
Feeling that of still being like, you know, you got to live your life. Still have to do things because, you know, we are still kind of still fresh out of the whole pandemic. We're in the house, we're on lockdown, like, yeah, things have been open, but I feel like I'm just now really starting to like come out. Like I went to a grocery store the other day. I actually physically went to Target and it was very interesting because everything's been online. I've been ordering groceries online. I've been ordering everything Amazon or shipped, like DoorDash. Everything's been ordered and delivered. But it's interesting going in the stores to seeing like how some places are still affected. There are still empty shelves. Like there's still no
formula shortage out there.
We were at Target. There's no formula on the shelves. Luckily Messier was like, why don't you just order from Amazon? I'm like, bro, it's been on back order from Amazon.
Yeah, I have an order from Amazon from like 6 months ago that is still
really
lucky. I literally kept checking Amazon. It's just going crazy on me.
It's like licked your whole arm. You went crazy.
Did you take mommy's lotion? My body balm? Yes. I got lucky because I went on Target because I was like, let me just go look. And when I first looked, it was like 2 to 4 months. And I added myself to a list. And then like a week later, I got a notification saying that it was available. And so I ordered the milk and then it said like 1 month delivery, but then it ended up coming like in a week and I got a formula.
And y'all want these people to have all these babies with no formula?
Right.
Make it make sense.
Right. No formula.
We'll have all these babies, but now how about to feed them?
Right.
You know, daycare centers are going up in price. tuition's high.
Oh my God.
Don't even talk about
tuition.
Food shortages. So there's no food.
I was so annoyed. I was talking to some of the girls from Team Mom about tuition, and they were like, our kids' tuition is so freaking high and all this stuff. And I'm sitting there like, girl, if only you knew what the fuck I'm paying. And they said how much there was. One was like 7,000. I said, say it again. For the year.
Why am I?
The highest I heard was like 13. And I'm like, what?
Oh, you guys want to hear something funny?
That's crazy.
Crazy. I'm
like,
oh, yeah.
Like his, everyone's like, oh, how much does Parker School cost a year? I'm like, oh, it's like 35,000 a year. They're like, what? I'm like, well, I'm blessed that I get to have financial aid, but still.
Rise School is 35.
Yeah.
And we don't get financial aid. And right. I swear we got to write that check on the first. And I want to cry. I literally want to cry. I told her dad the other day, tuition's due. He said, oh. Oh. Like, what you mean? Oh. I said, Zell me at this number by this date. I got a thumbs up to that. I'm like, oh my God. I'm just, and he's like a one and done. Like he just wants to pay it all and not look at it. I'm like, no. Right. I need to pay this monthly. So I just always put his half up front and I trickle mine from the back. Like,
it's a lot. The back end. Kids are expensive.
Expensive.
I've been feeling it these last couple, this last month. I'm like, boy, is Parker likes to eat a lot.
Oh, and he's growing too.
He's growing. He literally, he'll come home, ask for one. Literally, it's like dinner. And then, mom, what are we having for dinner? I'm like, boy, you just ate a whole meal. I'm like, I don't have nothing else for you. So groceries have been growing, just everything. It's a lot of money to force onto women, even to be a single mom or a mom that can't hold her own. Like, it's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is not fair.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
After Zach and I bought our first home and got married, we were super excited to not only decorate it, but to put some of our biggest memories on our walls. So we went with Framebridge, which made it super easy to get our pictures framed from our wedding at an affordable price. You can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store. All you have to do is upload a digital photo for them to print and mail your item using their free secure prepaid packaging. Or you can also visit one of their 20 plus retail stores. Framebridge customs frames your piece in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships directly to your front door in days for free. Above our stairs, we put pictures of our babies, ourselves, and from our wedding, and we are so happy we went with Framebridge to do it. Anytime anyone comes to our house, it's the first thing that they notice. Not only is it easy, but it's also affordable to custom frame just about anything. They're very fair and transparent and upfront with their pricing based simply on the size of your items. There's a curated selection of frame styles that are all different. They have fast service, free shipping, and this is great for gifts. Your happiness is also guaranteed, so if you're not 100% happy with your pieces, they'll make it right. See why FrameBridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit FrameBridge.com or a local FrameBridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's FrameBridge.com.
Parker is over here this morning. He goes and tells me, Mom, I want to go to a fancy school and wear a uniform. I said, boy, you go to a really fancy school already. He's like, yeah, but we don't wear uniforms.
I will buy you a uniform to wear every day. How about that?
I said, well, sir.
We can go right on to TJ, Tarjay, get him some khaki, a little collar shirt. You can wear this every day if you want.
Every day. Be my guest. You go to a fancy school, sir.
Out here in DC. Are you still drinking that coffee? I just came from Twitter. How'd
yeah.
it go?
It went. It went. Has he even shitting yet?
Yeah, it just came from the toilet.
It went.
Boss is about to go to the barber shop and get his Thank hair.
And thank the hair gods.
Oh, we're letting it grow.
No. Girl, you don't do anything to his hair. We all keep saying like he needs stuff done to his hair.
Hair combed out. Is it said he's got like two different textures right now? So boss, leave him alone, please.
So what is he getting done at the barbershop?
I want them to cut this like straight wiry wispy stuff away because he's got these like really tight 4C curls that have come in underneath. And it's like the texture is different. So that needs to all get.
I love that these curly, wiry 4C curls. Like, I love it, Kyle.
I think you should just give him the fade.
What did she say?
So cute when his hair has a fade.
No, I love his long hair. I'm just trying. This is a process.
I'm just letting you know for my wedding, he will have a fade.
You don't have a choice.
You don't have a choice. You want that boy to carry that ring down that aisle? He will come down with the fade.
Okay. He's still gonna look cute. His hair is gonna get done.
He's gonna have a fade at the wedding. He's gonna have a clean cut, like all the other guys.
We'll Parker see. Had to get a fade.
It's okay.
Robert hated Parker's mohawk because it was just
Let's talk so about it later.
Didn't he have a fade for Brianna's wedding?
No, he had a hot, like a clean cut.
It was clean high, cut. Yes. Top. It will be a clean cut.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a faded on the sides with the little curly top.
Wait, I want to say one thing to chime in on the schools real fast. I think it's, but I've been finding out the schools about here. So I can figure out what the feeder schools are from the young ages. But the good sports schools out here, they're private Catholic all boys schools. And I'm like, I can't send my boys to that.
No.
But like, No, those are the schools, and I'm like,
but you're looking for schools for sports
for when they're older. I'm like looking at all the schools. I want academic schools. I'm an academia person, but just looking at like the different types of schools, like if they want
to
play.
I would not send my boys to a Catholic all boys school. That just sounds scary.
Isn't St. Francis a Catholic all boys school?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Harry.
None of those boys turned out.
No, they didn't. I'm really thinking about them in my head. They're all a little odd.
A little off.
Gotta wrap this up because I gotta go, y'all.
Okay.
So as you can see, being a parent in 2022 is, you know, how would you guys describe it?
Scary.
I think it's scary. I think it's a lot to take in. And especially for what just happened, I think it's unfair for a lot of women to not have their own choice for their body, their own decisions, whether you're for it or not.
Yeah.
It's just gotten taken away and scary. So I think it's a lot. It's a lot to just take in, especially as a parent today.
Going to throw a lot of people into parenting who aren't necessarily ready or
want
to have the resources or who are in a position to where they're just putting a lot of people at risk for health issues, mental health issues, and it's
I agree.
scary, and it makes it, it questions a lot of other rights that we think we have that can easily be turned or swayed by people who have no care for humanity. You know, there's just no sense of humanity in it. So
yeah,
it's a trip.
But you still have homework for next week, just letting you know that next week when I ask you how did P-Valley go, you need to come correct, because the last
I'm weeks, ready to talk,
you're like what is that? Shut up. Put some headphones in and face the wall, and then Mez won't even see it.
I'm gonna watch it. Please do.
Please watch it, because you get on my nerves.
Because me and Kai want to talk about it.
Yeah.
First season, I was like, oh my gosh, like, I need to watch it. And I've been watching, like, all these adult movies. Well, I can't say adult movies like that. I've been watching movies that aren't, like,
kid movies. Yeah.
You watch Ford and not watch P-Valley.
Right. How does that work?
I'm not talking about porn. I'm just talking about movies that aren't like, you know, Sonic, dogs, cats, like pets.
Get born.
Ways. Like, I've been watching some real movies, and because Messier has all the movies. So I'm like, I'm
over all here. All the adult movies.
Shut up. Yeah.
Yeah.
We have watched.
Do you have any WTFs or advice this week? I have my first WTF. I sound really privileged about this.
I can't wait to hear it.
Because usually I'll take my laundry to my parents' house and I don't pay for my laundry, right? So I got I got uninvited to my parents' house recently
to not do your laundry.
So my mom sent me this long rude text saying that I can't, no cutting down my hours at their house, saying that I can't come over as often as I can, and saying that I can't do laundry at the house anymore. So I'm like, cool, bet. I'm fine. I'll figure it out.
Wait, can we back up? Why does your mom not want you to come to the house anymore? Well, what did you do, Shannon?
I didn't do anything. I think the biggest reason the reason why I left is because I got in a lot of arguments with my parents, and we don't always, I think,
see eye to eye.
We don't see eye to eye. I think my parents, my mom has a lot of healing to do. I feel both of my parents have a lot of healing. So when I speak or if I say something, it's always, oh my God, oh my God. And I really try my hardest to watch what I say or my tone or whatever the case may be. But I just think, I don't know. Sometimes I just feel like our relationship is just not.
So did something happen for this to come?
So there was one day I came over to pick up Parker and my mom was like trying to tell me to go do something. I was like, hold on, I'll do it right now. Like, just be patient. Like, I'm going to get it done. And she's like, no. And then she just lost her marbles and like, it just didn't go well. And then another day, my dad came over to pick up Parker and he told me about hockey. And it was just really intense in the morning. And I was like, okay, Dad, I'll figure it out. And he's like, and then it just got into an unnecessary argument. And to the point where when those things happen, I shut down and I just want to take myself out of the situation. So then I'm just like, Parker's not going with you. Like, you know, I just don't like that energy.
Yeah.
So then my mom sent me this long text saying I'm a toxic person, that our relation, like, I need to figure out this and that. And I'm like, dude, I've had so much growth. I feel like I've worked on how I talk to my parents since I've moved out. You know, I don't come to their house as much as I used. Like, I don't come to their house that much to even, you know,
have an issue
because I don't want to have an issue. I'm not a confrontational person. So when I got that text, usually I would have my feelings hurt, I would talk back. And all I said back, I don't even think I wrote anything back to the text. I just put a thumbs up.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. So come Sunday, come yesterday.
Like, did you go to a laundromat?
No, I have an on-site laundry at my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess you need cash.
You need coins, right?
No. So you buy like a card. And I thought I could just pay with my card to purchase a card. But they're like, insert bills. And I'm like, I don't have bills.
Oh, Shannon.
I have a credit card. Take a card. So Parker was really excited to like, oh, I can help you with laundry, Mom. And he was excited that the experience was like, you know, at the apartment and we can go swimming and stuff like that.
Well, you're always welcome to come to my house if you want to do laundry and escape. I'm not your parents.
Yeah, it just sucks. It sucks to when somebody likes to put like a name or like a...
Put you in a box?
Put me in a box of something that I'm not in.
Yeah.
And nobody else sees that. So it hurts, but...
What if you guys did like a family therapy? Have you ever done that?
No, not yet. But when I moved out, both my parents did or tried to do like therapy.
I think
that would
be good.
Yeah, I think it would be good. I'm down for it because I feel like... I think my dad really felt it because he was like, hey, Shay, do you want to... go to lunch soon? Do you want to? And then
outside the house.
And then he's like, then he hit me up on Saturday. Hey, what is Parker doing today? I was like, oh, Dad.
Yeah. That's hard though.
It's hard.
Give them grace.
I do.
I was going to say, if even at that age, you're still learning how to parent.
Yeah.
You're still learning. So.
And I'm still learning how to be a graceful child.
Yes. Kyle, what do you got for us this week?
WTF, I am working on a obituary for one of my dad's friend's sons who took his own life. And it's been really just emotional preparing it for them, just because we want it to be really nice and celebrate that person's life. And I guess my message would just be able to always, you know, check in on your friends, stay in contact. Someone brushes you off, you know, I don't know what the answer is. I don't know if you pry. I don't know if you dig, but like just sometimes just learn how to listen or read between the lines, because someone could look great on the outside and have all the success or whatever you think is deemed nice, but feel different. So just, yeah, check in on your friends, check in on your family. If you need help, or if you need to talk to someone, reach out to those around you, or if you need a stranger to reach out to, so you need some reassurance, reach out to me. Yeah, just been thinking about this a lot. So just check in on your people. Depression is real. Mm-hmm. Mental health is a real thing that we all need to tend to. So that's my little advice of the week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shy?
I'm really trying to think because I feel like I have so many.
Like your whole week at a...
Westgate. One, but I can't say them because I'll probably get in trouble. But when we can talk about it, y'all, please know I took notes. I'm ready.
Yikes.
I really don't have one because I'm just still kind of like,
in shock.
What the fuck did I just experience? But I would say, with that being said, nope. Yeah, I'm just going to have to wait.
Any advice?
Advice.
Keep your head on a swivel.
I guess my advice would be sometimes it's okay to be like, it's okay to say, hey, I'm uncomfortable.
Mm.
I gotta go.
I like that.
And I think I'm still learning that voice for myself, especially when I'm in the situation and I'm the only one that looks like me in the situation. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you don't want to be, I don't know. It's like that weird feeling of like, you don't want to be the complaining Black person. And I think sometimes we have to realize that like people of color, like be the complaining person. Like it is totally okay. Because trust me, I feel like if it was flipped or reversed or thrown around, other people would complain. So I guess as advice to myself that so I need to realize that I don't have to endure certain things that I think that I do. So
I like that. Such a huge, I'm proud of you for saying that. That's a huge thing in terms of like just unlearning what we've been learned to talk.
To just stay in that situation. Just to
stay in it. And I feel like hush. I'm a little mad at myself because I feel like I stayed too long before I said, okay, this isn't right. Mm-hmm. But looking at it, I'm like, sometimes you don't even know how to say, hey, this isn't this cool. This is not okay. You know? So just understand that it is totally okay to admit when you guys are uncomfortable or when you're not okay. And if the people around you don't understand that, then those aren't the people you need to be around in the first place.
Amen. I like that. Some good advice, Shai.
All right. Okay, guys, as always, thank you for listening to the Think Loud crew. Next week, we are going to record in the actual studio and get off of this. I know that a few of you guys have been saying the audio is a little wonky sometimes, so we are doing our best to get that fixed. And with us recording in the studio, then of course it will feel and sound different and better. If there's any topics y'all want us to talk about, let us know. And I hope you guys have a good week.
Yeah, have a good week, you guys. Thanks Yay. For tuning in.
Ciao. Don't forget to follow us on Think Loud Crew.
You look like you're reading something.
I'm editing and document right now and talking at the same time.
Okay, well, just say goodbye because you look strange.
Thank you for following the Think Loud Crew. You can like and subscribe at Think Loud Crew on your favorite podcast platform and follow us on Instagram. And make sure to put on all y'all comments. We read them. We digest them. We appreciate them. So keep doing what you do. And thanks for all the stripper names. We got some good ones.
Oh, I need to go through those.
Yeah, we got some good ones.
All right, y'all, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Ciao.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.